On Thursday, Philadelphia will host a ticker tape parade for the Super Bowl champion Eagles. The parade will begin at 11 at Lincoln Financial Field, head up Broad Street to City Hall, then continue along the Ben Franklin Parkway for a celebration on the Art Museum steps. As Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly reports, the city hopes that by ending the parade there rather than at the stadiums, it'll help avoid some of the crowd control problems it faced after the Phillies won the World Series.
SEPTA has had experiences with big events.
That's Jeff Knuppel, SEPTA's general manager.
There was the 2008 Phillies World Series parade. That was not exactly a good day for SEPTA, I'll be honest.
It was not. In the suburbs, hundreds of fans railed against SEPTA after they couldn't board overpacked regional rail trains into the city. After the parade, the subway was overwhelmed. Earlier this morning, Mayor Jim Kenney explained what went wrong.
What happened in the Phillies was that everybody was at the sports complex. When it was over, everybody flooded the subways. They could not function. People could not get on the platforms.
SEPTA and the city did better handling the Pope's visit in 2015. So that's the game plan here. The parade will end at the Art Museum, not the stadiums, and SEPTA will run very modified schedules on Thursday. Only some regional rail stations will be open. Regional rail trains will only run into the city in the morning and only back out in the afternoon, so reverse commuters will need to find a different way to work. And no tickets will be sold the day of the parade. Riders will need to have a daily, weekly, or monthly pass in hand before they get to the station. In South Jersey, PECO will also close many of its stations. And, like regional rail, it will only run express trains into the city in the morning and then back out only in the afternoon. Thanks to a sponsorship deal with Independence Blue Cross, the Broad Street Subway and the Market Frankfurt L will be free all day. Some stations will be closed, though, to speed up service. Buses all along the parade route will be detoured. Roads all along Broad Street and the Ben Franklin Parkway will be closed and parking in those areas will be restricted. Knuppel says all those service changes mean SEPTA should be able to get around 500,000 fans to and from the parade Thursday.
If you had a parade crowd of 2.2 million people at the event, we can carry one out of every four.
Not unlike the Patriots defense, lots of SEPTA crews didn't show up on Super Bowl Sunday. But Knuppel says he doesn't expect a repeat no-show performance for the parade.
If you're an Eagle fan, you know, The game was more important.
More important than Knuppel, a New York Giants fan, can probably imagine. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.